K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Paul in Riverside.
Hi, Paul in Riverside. Are you up for a drive to Santa Monica?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You got it. You are our winner.
All right, yeah.
It is the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. You'll see The Killers and Jack White and Sublime and a bunch more.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, e-bikes on the streets of Los Angeles, especially in Seal Beach, and what kind of danger that is involved. People Are Dumb involves a Wizinator, which is designed to fool a drug test. What's up with Florida? A man pulled over at a traffic stop claiming to be a lawyer, saying he could take care of everything. He wasn't. 420 Catch of the Day is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got Ocean Wave Festival tickets for The Killers, Jack White, and Sublime. And yesterday, late in the show, we did a phone topic of innocent things your partner did that annoy you. You had that?
Oh, my God. I was with my ex for 6 years. And every single time he would eat or drink literally anything, even water, he'd make this loud gulping sound from, like, deep within his throat. Like, gulp, gulp, gulp.
Oh, no!
It almost sounds cartoonish.
No, I know. And I could tell it was, like, he thought that in order to, like, physically swallow, he had to make that sound. So I never said anything for, like, 6 years, but it was, like, nails on a chalkboard.
So you didn't say anything the entire time you were together with him?
No, I felt bad. It was so embarrassing. I was like, how do I teach someone how to swallow?
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Stop it. We've all done dumb things.
He stumbled into what could be the slowest getaway ever. Perth plumber Adam Breen taking down a suspected fumbling thief. Couldn't quite figure out how to drive the car he's accused of stealing.
So the dude was trying to steal a car and failed. And those details are coming up in People Are Dumb on K-Rock. The Killers, Jack White, Sublime at the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach in Santa Monica on September 26th. Your chance to win coming up in less than a half hour on K-Rock. 20 minutes away from the Ocean Wave Festival tickets. That's coming up.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This is a guy in Australia who tried and failed to steal a car.
He stumbled into what could be the slowest getaway ever. Perth plumber Adam Breen taking down a suspected fumbling thief. Couldn't quite figure out how to drive the car he's accused of stealing.
So this is a guy who's trying to steal a car, but he couldn't figure out that the handbrake was on. And in this particular car, it locks the back wheels. So the front wheels were spinning and the back wheels were just stopped. And the car was skidding inches per hour.
After allegedly nicking 6 bottles of alcohol from a Dan Murphy's bottle shop.
Oh, there's that. Yeah, he had 6 drinks just before he tried this.
The man's great escape became something quite different.
So this is the guy, the plumber, that was standing there watching the car that was being stolen and moving inches per hour and was laughing hysterically because the car was going nowhere.
You need to go again, mate.
You are joking me. Yeah, come on,
bro. Beautiful.
You are taking the piss.
So then the guy tries one more time. Puts it in reverse and steps on it.
Oh, my God.
Front wheels spinning, back wheels frozen.
Oh, this is gold.
So he slowly made his way through the car park, it would seem with the handbrake still on, before jumping out and asking Adam for some advice.
So this is a guy taking the video of the guy stealing the car, and the guy finally gets out of the car and goes, hey, dude, do you know how I can drive this car?
I reckon you got the handbrake on.
So at that point, the thief decided just to take off running.
The alleged thief gave up and made a run for it, but Adam took him down, keeping him in a headlock until police arrived.
Adam, this plumber that caught the car thief, his phone kind of got knocked out, and so he grabbed it with his offhand and took a selfie of him choking out a guy who's trying to steal a car. Here's a reporter talking to the plumber who stopped the crime and asking him why he had a black eye. And he gives us too much information.
Once I'd taken him down and I had him in, like a headlock, my left testicle was in some severe pain. So I had to sort of bridge him up to adjust the old fella. And then as I've sort of let him go to put the headlock back in, he's cracked me with a pretty good headbutt. So, yeah, fair play to him.
Too much information, man.
You know who I haven't seen in concert in a while is the Killers. I love Jack White. Just saw him at Coachella. Love Sublime. Excited about this Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. And there's 2 days of this festival. One of them is good. We have your tickets for that day coming up right after Smashing Pumpkins on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
This is Robert.
Hey, Robert, would you like to go to the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica?
Hell yeah, I would.
You are caller 20. You win those tickets.
Yeah, no way.
Sublime, Jack White, Killers, you get to see it all.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And thanks for listening at work. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I do a podcast called Three-Fourths Human. It's me, Sluggo, and Kat Corbett, along with our foe, ChatGPT, a speaking one. And recently, yesterday, we just posted one with Carson Daly. He used to work at K-Rock in 1996. He went on to do TRL at MTV and The Today Show. You can find this podcast anywhere you find your podcasts, or you can get it commercial-free and with the video at patreon.com/threefourthshuman. So we were talking to Carson Daly about coming on after Jed the Fish when he first started. So when you came on after Jed, did you feel like, I need to be weird? Like, was that a thing in your mind? Because he was so unique.
Well, I think you could ask every young radio DJ, and you guys were right there in the trajectory of all of this, as every radio station was becoming the edge and the format was making its way nationally. I think with that came a lot of copycat. I mean, every one of us went through our phases of sounding like Jed and maniacally laughing and trying to be different. And flattery is the greatest form of compliment, I guess. But I actually struggled with it and would make air checks. It might have been like first week at K-Rock, and he was on the air.
Who was? Jed was on the air?
Like, he had been talking about the new guy was like drinking down adults, and I answered the phone, and he's just like, "You're late. Get up here." And so I went in, and like, that was that. Like, I relieved Jed the Fish, and that was like the greatest thing ever. And I remember I worked on Thanksgiving, and Jed and his dad walked in. I think K-Rock was like, you know, holiday. None of you guys were there.
Oh, you work on Christmas Day, yeah. Christmas Eve. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Day. Like, especially the newbies there.
Yes.
And so I was so psyched. I'll work anytime, obviously. Yeah. And Jed came in with his dad and brought me homemade Thanksgiving dinner.
Aww.
And like, I never forgot that. And just sort of sat with me for an hour.
Did he tell you that he was going to do that? That that was his plan? Or did he just show up?
He walked in on a holiday, like Thursday. Just walked in the studio and had like a plate with tinfoils and brought me food.
Wow. When I first started in 90, he brought me Thanksgiving dinner and did that,
wow,
I think, a couple of times, but that's how he was. He's just so kind. But on the other hand, he was always looking for something to talk about on the air and to be funny. So, Aunt Mimi, your Aunt Mimi, Carson, he called apparently her and asked for the dirt on the new guy on Carson. And I thought this was really nice.
Is that true?
Yes. And, you know, so he was like, I guess he knew her and was like, hey, tell us, you know, what's the down low on this guy? What can we?
Oh, my God.
And apparently, and I thought this was really nice, as she said, he is as nice as can possibly be, a really good kid, and he's going places. So your Aunt Mimi was in your corner.
Oh, yeah. God rest her soul. Yeah. I think my aunt, you know, my mom was in radio, believe it or not. She had moved from North Carolina to go to the Pasadena Playhouse to act, and ended up being in a bunch of like 70s TV shows, like in bit parts. Like, I remember seeing her on like Star Trek. She was like she was like one of those chicks in the background, like in a bikini, but like was like
Mom.
A green alien. And like,
awesome.
Yeah, she,
I'm sorry, slow down for a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Your mom was in a bikini with green skin on Star Trek.
Yes.
The original series.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
Uno, two, tres,
dos. Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cat
and
Sluggo
and AI.
So you can get that podcast anywhere you get to your podcast, or you can watch it commercial-free with the video at patreon.com/three-fourths. One of the things that's the most fun about working at this radio station is looking for new music, constantly looking for new music. And we have the 420 catch of the day about an hour from right now on K-Rock. I have What's Up with Florida coming up next, and it includes a Wizardator. a Wizinator, if you've ever heard of that, to fool a drug test that's coming up on K-Rock. Tickets for the Ocean Way Festival on the way.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida?
This is a man named James Shepard, 52, of Palm Coast. He drove to the sheriff's office where he was going to be drug tested. However, he was there with a suspended license, so they arrested him. And his day only got worse from here. Here he is in the back of the police cruiser. Here he's in the back seat of the car talking to himself. He says, that really stinks, man.
I am a courtesy, man. Poor, stupid, man.
Now, the guy was coming to the station. He drove his car to the station, and he was going to get drug tested. And so he had a what's called a Wizinator on him, which is a fake penis and clean urine, so that he could, even if people were watching, he could get past that drug test. Now he's in the backseat of a car because he's being arrested, and he's got to get rid of the fake penis and the clean urine, but there's no place to go with it except for the other side of the car.
Still doing okay?
Yes, sir.
What is this?
What?
What is this stuff?
What is it?
What stuff?
What is this?
What is it?
What is it?
I don't see nothing, bro.
What is this?
I don't see nothing, bro. I don't see it. It's just me in the back seat of the car, and I don't know where that. I don't know anything about that. What are you talking about?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, James, I have you on video pulling out a pee bag and a dildo out of your pants. Okay.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm not stupid. I clean this car every day. I'm responsible for what is in this car.
All right, point taken, but allow me a counterpoint. I don't know.
I would know if there's a pee bag and a goddamn dildo in my car.
I mean, that feels like a salient point. I think I'm ruling in the favor of the officer here.
I am frustrated because I asked you if you have anything on your person.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't, man. I don't have anything on me. Check me. I threw it over there by you.
You did. And you're lying to me. So if you want to go down the rabbit hole of lying and see where this ends up, I'm more than happy to do it.
Who among us has not been at the bad end of that conversation?
I think there is definitely a sense of disappointment.
The Killers by themselves, Jack White by himself, Sublime by themselves, all worth it. We've got tickets for you for the Ocean Way concert coming up on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Mario from Riverside. What's
Mario from Riverside. Can you make it to Santa Monica on September 26th?
I will be there.
You got tickets. You got tickets to see the Killers,
go!
Jack White.
Let's go.
Sublime. It is the Ocean Way Festival, and you are our winner this
Woo-hoo!
Hour.
Woo! What's
up? Yeah, Mario!
Wait, did you just do what's up?
He did.
Come on. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. First, it's time for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a woman tried to protect her family from the Psychosplora parasite. You know, the
explosive one?
The explosive one.
Yep.
By washing produce in a very interesting way. So here's what she did.
Y'all, so the CDC is saying that all produce is contaminated with parasites and all this other kind of stuff. And I'm just going to make sure I am protecting me and my household. So I'm going to go ahead and wash my lettuce before I eat it. I went ahead and just put my drainer in, sprayed it with some Dawn dish soap. I put just a capsule of bleach.
What?
And then I went ahead and sprayed it until I got all the suds and all the bleach out. Now, I did go ahead and clean it really well. I had to put my hands in it and make sure I really got everything off.
All right, Donald Trump.
All the leaves, because I do not want my kids or my husband to get the parasites. We cannot have anyone in the house sick, so I went ahead and thoroughly cleaned my produce. Now, listen, do what you want to do. This is what I'm doing in my household and what's safe for me and my family. I went ahead and patted it dry, and once it was all clean, I went ahead and plated our salad. We're having lettuce, a little Parmesan cheese, some croutons, and I had some blackened shrimp, and I topped it off. Y'all, it was a 10 out of 10. All in all, my lettuce was clean and healthy to eat.
Okay, she also went ahead and sent her husband to the hospital,
oh,
who began violently throwing up later that night.
No kidding. What a surprise.
So you may not want to wash your vegetables with bleach.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Number two, imagine finding out you've been paying someone else's electric bill for nearly two decades.
20 years?
That's what happened to a Houston homeowner named Peter Yang, who started investigating after his monthly electric bill kept hovering around $400. When he compared the meter number on his house to the one listed on the bill, they were off by just one digit, meaning that he had been paying for the wrong meter for an estimated 15 to 20 years. The energy company confirmed that there was a mismatch, replaced the meter, and told him that he was owed a credit. But of course, they still haven't told him how much. And now he has to go through the last 20 years and
Excellent.
Figures out how much they owe him. You can't trust these fools. And number three, a New York school district is planning on deploying robot teachers into the classroom.
Couldn't love this story more.
God, I hate it so much.
They are the creepiest looking robots.
Yes. All right.
Continue.
Here's the story.
Oh, okay.
A rural upstate New York school district. They're bringing humanoid robot teachers into the classroom. Check out Sally here. That's her name. These students are going to be... See, Sally would give me nightmares
so
I was in first grade.
First grade! They're going to traumatize those kids.
100%.
She's one of those robots that you would look at and you would think, that's a robot trying to be human, and that's creepy.
Yeah, it's like the silicone. Yes.
Yes.
They're going to have access to these bots. It has silicone skin, long brown hair, facial expressions. You can see some upper body movements. I think she's teaching the
what
kids
is she
to
doing
count
with her hands?
On her fingers.
I don't know. What class is she teaching?
School officials exactly. say the robots aren't meant to replace teachers. Instead, they serve as classroom assistants. Mm-hmm. It's part of a pilot program, and the company behind the robots say they hope to deploy a fleet of robot tutors.
A fleet of them. This is terrifying.
That's all bad.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things of Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
For a long time, all we've heard is Freaking Out by Dexter and the Moonrocks. This is a new song. It is called If You Could Talk. And lead singer James Tuft wrote it for his young son. It's a reflection on life on the road with the guilt of chasing a music career or missing out on family life back home. If You Could Talk is the name of it. It's Dexter and the Moonrocks, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Dexter and the Moonrocks, If You Could Talk, that is the name of the new song. That is the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. We are going to take your calls on the phone and on texts coming up in a minute. And for the best one, we have a great prize.
We're going to send you to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. You'll see the Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more.
Tell me how this car chase started today. As you know, I love the car chase.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So it originally started as a road rage incident on July 3rd.
Okay.
And I think the guy pulled out a gun and I think he like fired another car or whatever.
Oh.
So they've been looking for this guy. And then today the police spotted him and then they, you know, tried to pull him over and then it turned into this.
I don't think I've ever seen the police closer to a chase suspect. Like
yeah.
they were really, they could have run into him if he brake checked him.
Right, yeah.
So close.
Vehicles. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Through those interceptions.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Did he hit?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I love, because that's what I'm like. I love that the helicopter pilot can't say anything but, whoa!
I know!
Whoa!
Yes, he definitely made contact. Definitely made contact. California Highway Patrol taking advantage of that situation.
Okay.
Up against it. Look at these officers.
Not
out
hesitating.
Weapons, outdoors.
So they jump out of the cop cars and surround the car, open the door with their weapons drawn, and pull the guy out.
It was so intense.
It was rough.
It was crazy. It was a crazy one to
watch.
It
was, yeah. Yes. But it started with road rage?
Yes, it started out with road rage. That's why they pulled him over.
All right, listen. Everybody that lives in Southern California knows you spend most of your time in your car.
Yep.
And you run across crazy people.
You do.
So run-ins with crazy drivers is our topics today. Run-in with crazy drivers. You could call and or text 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. You'll see the Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more.
Run-ins with crazy drivers, 800-520-1067. Right, we started taking phone calls about run-ins with crazy drivers, but we got about half and half. Some people... telling on themselves.
They're the crazy ones.
I was the crazy one.
This is wild.
You get extra points for that. 800-520-1067. You had run-ins with crazy drivers.
Okay, this one sounds made up, but I absolutely love it, so we're just going to go with it. 323 said, I was driving to get tacos when I saw two people having the dumbest road rage fight I'd ever witnessed. One guy rolled down his window and threw a slice of American cheese at the other driver's windshield. Instead of ignoring it, the other driver threw an entire rotisserie chicken back.
Oh, shut up.
Then they both started driving with one hand while launching random groceries at each other. The guy in front missed his exit because he was too busy trying to throw a yogurt cup. He accidentally hit his own roof, panicked, and swerved into a puddle, splashing both cars. And finally, they pulled in the same gas station, stared at each other for 10 seconds, and realized how ridiculous they looked. I think that this person was involved.
I want to believe this, so I'm saying
we're saying yes.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Run-ins with crazy drivers.
You know what? It's my ex, actually. Whenever we would drive anywhere, he had a little bit of like a streak where anybody that would cross him, like cutting him off or somebody was tailgating, he always kept in the ashtray change. And he had this way where he would put his arm out the window and he would take his fingers and he could perfectly flick a coin off of his, you know, off of his, you know, fingers, and always land on the windshield behind us.
Oh, wow. No, and then crack them?
Yes.
When you guys broke up, did he flick a coin at you? Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, taking your phone calls on run-ins with crazy drivers. What do you got?
So does it count if I was the crazy driver?
Yes, it does. Woo. Tell on yourselves. Let's
bonus
hear it.
Points.
So Sunset Boulevard, we're stuck in traffic. Man tries cutting me off. I'm not going to have it because we're all trying to get out of there. He gets behind me, starts honking for like two red lights straight. I decided to get out of my car, and in the middle of Sunset Boulevard, I decided to just start screaming at him. The only reason why I stopped was because my kids started freaking out.
Your kids were in the car? Kind of,
my kids were in the car.
Oh, my God.
You're nuts. You got out of the car with kids in the car and started screaming at the guy behind you.
Well, it was either scream at the kids or scream at the guy. So, I guess
there's other options, but okay. All right.
I was the crazy driver.
K-Rock, hello.
So, basically, I'm driving down the street in L.A., and, okay, so we get to a red light, and then it finally turns green, and I give, like, a little honk because at this point, I'm like, okay, come on, like, let's go.
Right.
So I give a little honk because the light changes. Okay, cool. The guy, like, freaks out. He starts, like, literally going insane, like, doesn't decide to drive through the intersection, flips me off. So I go around him. Okay, long story long, he, like, flips me off. He's being so rude. He's honking at me now because he's behind me. Okay, moving on with my day. Me and my friends, we go out to grab a drink. He's the bartender.
No way. No.
He's the fucking bartender.
Did he recognize you also?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully.
So you knew it was him the whole time, but he didn't know it was you.
Oh, I knew it was him. Like, 100% it was this guy. Like, you know when someone's flipping you off, you can't forget their face?
Yes,
of course. But he could forget yours somehow. Wow. You didn't say anything, I assume.
No, but I was like, if I say something, he's going to spit in my drink. 100%.
Yeah, that's true.
100%.
And spit is best case.
Yeah, really.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, my buddy and I were heading to golf down near Huntington Beach. And this guy cuts him off and starts road raging. He's hanging out the window yelling at us. And my buddy holds up a roach and starts smoking. The guy looks at it and calms down. I grab the roach and I lean over. We pull our cars together, pass him the roach right in the middle of the highway. He calmed down.
Oh, what? So you just passed
him? We are the world. Well, this is beautiful. This is how you solve all road rage.
I agree.
Carry the roach.
I don't believe your story, but it's great.
This is fantastic.
No, it happened.
Oh, my God.
I wish it happened.
We are the world. That made my day. That was so good.
It just felt like the right song.
It really was.
Who do we like? The mom on Sunset?
100%. She made me laugh so hard. She yelled in front of her kids at someone.
We did say extra points if you tell on yourself.
Yeah, we did.
So what's her name?
So her name's Maddie.
Maddie. Why were the only two options to yell at your kids or yell at the other driver?
Man, we had been parked there for 45 minutes. The struggle was real at that point.
Understandable.
I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Madi, guess what? You're going to go to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach in Santa Monica and see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more. Road rage for the win.
We want you to see The Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more.
Win your tickets to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. Your shot is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.